हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतो सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। We saw yesterday Shankara Bhagavatpada's introduction to this 20th mantra. And in this 20th mantra, the third question is presented as a third boon. And he expressed his doubt, vichikitsa. And he did not say it was his doubt alone. There was a generally doubt of many people. And that people of two views, a group of people are of the view that when the death happens, when a person becomes dead, manushye prete, manushye mrute, some people hold on to the view, asti iti yeke. Some people say, no, the person exists surviving the fall, the death of the body. Nasti, I am nasti iti ekeke. And some people who say, no, the person does not exist surviving death, death of the body. So, this is my doubt also. Tvaya anushishtaha aham etad vidyam. Instructed by you, taught by you, I should know, I should understand this, whether the person survives the death of the body. The person becomes dead, is said to be dead, whether he continues to exist or not. Yeshaha varanam tritiyaha varaha. This is the third of my boons. We saw this. And after seeing the bhashyam, so ya iyam vichikitsa. You know, ya is a relative pronoun. Iyam is a third person singular pronoun, feminine pronoun. Iyam, this. Ya iyam vichikitsa. Vichikitsa means what? Samshayaha. You are learning two words in Sanskritam. Vichikitsa means doubt. Samshayaha means doubt. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives his meaning samshayaha. Yaha ayam samshayaha. Yaha yeshaha samshayaha asti. Ya iyam vichikitsa asti. That doubt which is there on the part of people. Prete. So prete means what? Mrute. So mrute is a locative case of mrutam. Prete is a locative case form of pretam. So mrute, the locative case form is used, seventh case form is used when it is called sati saptami. It implies when a person becomes dead. Manushye prete, mrute, when a man becomes dead. Asti tyeke. Asti iti eke, asti tyeke. Some people hold the view that the person exists surviving the death of the body. Okay, asti means what? I'm reading the second sentence now. Asti iti eke. Okay, asti. What is the meaning of the word asti? Asti means exists. So he says, the person exists means what? When the person becomes dead, he exists means what? Let me explain. The explanation is given by Shankaracharya. Sharira. Are you all following now? Are you all with me? Okay. Sharira, indriya, mana, manaha, buddhi, vyatiriktaha. Very important. Tattva Bodha class, you understand as what? சரீரம் ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண சரீரா வதிரிக்தா, ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண சரீரா வதிரிக்தா. We learned there. And here, sharira indriya manaha buddhi vyatiriktaha, shariraendriya manobuddhi vyatiriktaha. Vyatiriktaha means distinct. Vyatiriktaha means distinct. Who exists after the death of the body? When a person becomes dead means, what is it which becomes dead? And who is the one who survives? What is it which survives death? He says, there is something which is distinct. The person is distinct. The essential nature of the person is distinct. Vyatiriktaha means distinct. From what? Distinct from sharira, physical body, indriya, all subtle powers. All subtle powers means 5 subtle powers, the organs of knowledge. Then 5 subtle powers, organs of actions. Okay, so this person is distinct from the body, distinct from all 10 powers. Then manaha, also mind. This person is distinct from all emotions which constitute the manaha. This person is distinct from even knowledge, ignorance, etc. in the buddhi, the intellect. Manaha, buddhihi. Before manaha, sharira, indriya, mano, buddhi, vyatiriktaha. Which means, what becomes dead, lifeless, is the body. Actually speaking, there is someone, there is something else, which is distinct from the body, sense organs, mind and intellect. That person, who is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, exists, asti. And dehantara sambandhi, dehantara sambandhi atma, dehantara sambandhi atma, asti. There is atma, there is something abstract implied by the term atma, which is distinct, which exists, which surveys death, which is distinct from, which is associated with the, which associates itself with another body, which is distinct from the body, sense organs, mind and intellect. Dehantara sambandhi atma asti. Dehantara sambandhi atma. Sharira indriya mano buddhi vyatiriktaha atma asti iti eke. Okay, some people hold on to this view. What is that which survives death? What is that which exists surviving death? That which is implied by the term atma, that which is associated with the body, and that which is distinct from the body, sense organs, all 10 powers, mind and intellect. This is what some people say. Okay. AK and some other people, na ayam asti iti cha AK. Okay. Na ayam asti iti cha AK. So, asti sharira indriya manobuddhi vyatiriktaha dehantara sambandhi atma iti AK. Some people are of this view. Then, na ayam asti iti cha AK. And there are others, some others who say, no, this person, this Atma does not exist. Means, na ayam evam vidaha asti iti cha AK. Na ayam evam vidaha. Evam vidaha Atma nasti. Ayam evam vidaha atma nasti iti cha eke. Which means some people are of this view that no, this atma which Evam vidaha means what? The Atma, which associates itself with the body, which is distinct from this body, sense organs, mind, intellect, etc. And which means which, leaving one body, moves on to the other body. Such an Atma, such a person, nasti, is not there, does not exist. Thus, some people have the view. Is it clear? Evam vidaha ayam atma nasti iti cha eke. Is it clear?
Swamiji, vidaha.
Yes. Evam vidaha means this sort of atma, or this sort of a person who is associated with the body, who is distinct from the body, minds, body, sense organs, intellect, mind, and who, this sort of atma, evam vidaha means who is of this nature, I mean who, also leaving one body, moves on to another body. Such an atma means what? Such a person, such a being does not exist. Actually, we all know very well, Atma cannot move. Atma never moves from one body to another body. That which moves from one body to another body is the conscious mind. Okay, the conscious mind, where there is the manifest consciousness manifested in the mind, has this name Jiva. Therefore, we say consciousness, along with this manifesting medium, mind is said to be Jiva. Actually speaking, we separate cognitively the consciousness from the mind, the manifested consciousness from the mind. It is nothing but Atma. So Atma does not move. Understand? It is like mind alone moves. But which means even, please understand one thing. Of course, we have been studying it for a long time. The all-pervasive reality, abstract reality, implied by the term Atma, the truth of I, of course, cannot move, does not move an inch from anywhere. Why? Because being all-pervasive, there's no place where Atma is not, therefore movement is not possible. Atma is ever of the nation of motionlessness because of all-pervasiveness. Sarva gatatvat achalatvam. We know very well. But still, that Atma is absolutely internal, indestructible, we know. But what about Sukshma? When death happens, please understand here, when the death happens, the departure of mind, the departure of conscious mind, not consciousness, departure of the conscious mind, along with the sense powers, 10 powers, and the pranas, is from the body, is the death of the body. As long as Sukshma Shariram, subtle body, in terms of mind and sense powers, exist in the body, mind has life, life full body. When the Sukshma leaves, body becomes lifeless body, dead body. So what contributes for the dead body? What contributes for the life full body, alive body? The presence of Sukshma makes the body alive. The presence of absent departure of Sukshma makes the body dead. Which means, leave alone Atma. Even this subtle body does not, subtle body with the manifestation of consciousness is said to be Jiva, survives death. The body alone becomes dead, then disintegrated, becomes lifeless, dead, then becomes disintegrated. If the life is not there, the lifeless body has to become disintegrated, becomes one with the elements. But Sukshma does not die. So consciousness manifested in the Sukshma, having the name of the Jiva, does not die. Understand? So even there is something Sukshma. Listen. Not only this, now Sukshma, there's something distinct from the Manaha also. நாட் ஒன்லி தேக வத்திரிக்தா, திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் ஒன்லி டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி, டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தி மைண்ட், டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தி இன்டலெக்ட், டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். தட் ஆத்மா ஆல்வேஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். ஆத்மா எக்ஸிஸ்ட் சர்வைவ்ஸ் டெத். நாட் ஒன்லி ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் நோ டெத், ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் நோ பர்த் ஆல்சோ. நோ பர்த், நோ டெத். சோ ஏவம் விதஹ ஆத்மா நாஸ்தி. அண்ட் ஈவன் தே டு நாட் ஈவன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த சூக்ஷ்மா. இவன் த சூக்ஷ்மா பீப்புள் டு நாட் நோ. தே ஒன்லி திங்க் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி அலோன் இஸ் டெட் இஸ் தேர். தி பானாஸ்தா பாடி பிகம்ஸ் டெட். தட்ஸ் ஆல் தே நோ. பட் அபார்ட் ஃப்ரம் இஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஆல்சோ சட்டில் பாடி, தி மைண்ட், கான்சியஸ் மைண்ட், அண்ட் விச் லீவ்ஸ் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி அலாங் வித் சென்ஸ் பவர்ஸ். ஈவன் தட் சூக்ஷ்மா ஆல்சோ இஸ் இன்டிஸ்ட்ரிக்டபிள். நாட் ஒன்லி இஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் இன்டிஸ்ட்ரிக்டபிள், சட்டில் பாடி இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன்டிஸ்ட்ரிக்டபிள். ஒன்லி திங் இஸ் ஆத்மா டசன்ட் மூவ், கெனாட் மூவ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ். அது சூக்ஷ்மா மூவ்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் பாடி டு அனதர் பாடி. தட் சூக்ஷ்மா இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன்டிஸ்ட்ரிக்டபிள். அண்ட் ஆத்மா விச் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் சூக்ஷ்மா ஆல்சோ of course absolutely indestructible. So that atma survives. That atma which is distinct from the moving departing subtle body, which is distinct from the disintegrating gross body, survives, exists, surviving death. Is it clear? Okay. Iti eke cha eke. Okay, next. அத்தஹ ச அத்தஹ தேர்ஃபோர் ச அண்ட் அஸ்மாகம் ந ப்ரத்யக்ஷேன ந அபிவா அனுமானேன நிர்ணய விஜ்ஞானம். தேர்ஃபோர் அத்தஹ ச அஸ்மாகம் ந ப்ரத்யக்ஷேன ந வா அனுமானேன நிர்ணய விஜ்ஞானம். ஏதது விஜ்ஞான அதீனஹ, ஏதது ஏதது விஜ்ஞானாதீனஹ ஹி பரஹ புருஷார்த்தஹ. ஏதத் விஜ்ஞானாதீனஹா ஹி பரஹ புருஷார்த்தஹ இதி அதஹ ஏதத் வித்யாம் விஜானியாம். வித்யாம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? விஜானியாம் அஹம். ஓகே, அனுசிஷ்டஹ ஜ்ஞாபிதஹ த்வயா. நவ் ஹி சேஸ் அதஹ தேர்ஃபோர். Ataha means therefore. Why therefore? Because people of two groups of or of these two views. So I, of course, I also have the same doubt. I do not know whether, you know, which view is right, which view is wrong. I don't know. Therefore, what he says, ataha. Na pratyakshena. Pratyaksha means perception. Pratyakshena na nirnaya vijnanam. Nirnaya vijnanam means decisive knowledge, final knowledge, doubt-free knowledge. Nirnaya vijnanam. Nirnayaha means conclusion. Nirnayaha means conclusion, decision. So nirnaya vijnanam means conclusive knowledge or decisive knowledge or firm knowledge, doubt-free knowledge. Nirnaya vijnanam, the conclusive knowledge, this is what the atma is. Yes, atma survives. That conclusive, clear, doubt-free knowledge of the Atma does not happen through பிரத்யக்ஷம். ந பிரத்யக்ஷேன, பிரத்யக்ஷேன மீன்ஸ் த்ரூ பர்ஸ் த்ரூ பிரத்யக்ஷம். பிரத்யக்ஷம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பர்செப்ஷன். இட் மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் சென்ஸ் பர்செப்ஷன். யூ கனாட் சீ நோ ஸ்மெல் ஆத்மா. ஸோ ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் பர்செப்ஷன். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரத்யக்ஷேன நிர்ணய விஜானம் ந பவதி. This decisive conclusive knowledge of the self does not happen through perception. If it happens, then I would have already perceived through sense organs. I would have already had the knowledge. I don't know. People don't know. People still have doubts. Because it's very clear that knowledge is not possible through perception. Okay. Na api va anumanena. This decisive knowledge, firm knowledge of the Atma is not possible even through inference also. Anumanam, inference. Through inference also is this knowledge is not possible. Because inferential knowledge is always based on perception only. If all Atma is not available, Atma Jnanam is not through perception. Atma Jnanam, the doubt-free conclusive knowledge of the self, does not happen through sense perception. Then, how can it happen through inference? Because inference is always based on the perceptual data. Therefore, na va api anumanena, definitely not through inference also. You cannot even infer what Atma could be. So, not through inference, anumanena. Okay. Etad vijnana adhinaha hi, etad vijnana adhinaha hi, paraha purushartha. And paraha purushartaha means the exalted human pursuit. Purushartaha, human pursuit. And paraha purushartaha is exalted human pursuit. The absolute human goal, ultimate human end. What is it? Everlasting happiness. In terms of moksha, freedom from, permanent freedom from suffering. That permanent freedom from suffering or everlasting happiness, everlasting peace of mind, peace, is the exalted, absolute, ultimate, common, human, choiceless goal. Paraha purushartaha. Why it is paraha purushartaha? I don't need to explain to you. Okay? You know all very well why moksha is the paraha purushartaha. Because all four purusharthas you know very well. Artha, kamaha, dharmaha, mokshaha. And through the pursuit of artha, through the pursuit of artha in form of wealth, name, fame, position, possession, manpower, money power, through all that, we are searching for security and we want to be secure for our own happiness. And we want to enjoy all pleasures for our own happiness. We want to accumulate good merits, punyam, through a lot of righteous actions, ethical behavior and charitable activities. All that ultimately, accumulation of good merits also is ultimately for our own happiness. Therefore, Artha Kama Dharma, all pursuits are ultimately for mokshaha, the freedom implying happiness only. Therefore, of all the pursuits, the ultimate goal of a human being is, exalted end is paraha purushartha is mokshaha. Okay. That moksha indeed is vijnana adhinaha. Yetad vijnana adhinaha. That moksha is purely dependent on the knowledge of the self only. See, Nachiketa was not an ordinary boy. He knew this much. right? Our moksha, our freedom, our everlasting happiness is purely dependent on this knowledge. Because this knowledge is the only means of attaining or discovering freedom. Vijnana adhinaha. Vijnana adhinaha paraha purushartaha. Very nice sentence. Vijnana adhinaha paraha purushartaha means paraha purushartaha mokshaha is absolutely dependent only on knowledge, which means knowledge is the only means of, knowledge of the truth is the only means of discovery of freedom, only means of discovering freedom or claiming freedom, which is already there as one's own nature. There's no way of claiming, taking ownership of moksha, which is already there, unless and until we discover our own truth, our own essential nature. So at least this Nachiketaha already had Purushartha Nischeha. He knew Paraha Purushartha is Mokshaha. And he also knew the connection between the knowledge and Moksha. He knows what is the means, what is the end. He knew this much. Therefore, he knows Vijnana Adhinaha Paraha Purushartha. Therefore, what? I must know the Atma. I must know whether the Atma exists, because people are of these two views. And if that Atma exists, what is its nature? How can I understand it? That's what he means here. Therefore, is Yetad Vidyam. Yetad Vidyam means ityataha. Due to this reason, ityataha. Therefore, what? Why therefore? This freedom, the absolute end of a human being, is dependent on the knowledge only. Without knowledge, this freedom is not possible. Therefore, ataha, therefore, yetat vidyam, may I understand this. This means what? Whether Atma exists or not. If Atma exists, what is it, Atma? How it is? So, yetat vidyam is equal to vijaniyam. Vidyam is equal to vijaniyam. What are the two verbs here? Vidyam. Veti is the verb and vijanati is the verb. Saham vidyam vijaniyam. Aham. He does not give the meaning for the word aham. Do you want the meaning for the word aham? Doesn't give. Okay. If you say you do not know, then I go back to start the kindergarten lesson again. Aham vidyam, aham vijaniyam. I should know this. How can I know this? Anusishtaha. Taught. I should know this. Taught. Taught means what? Jnapitaha. Anusishtaha means jnapitaha. Jnapitaha means I must be taught. Jnapitaha. I do not know. See, so I must be made to understand. Jnapitaha. See, janati knows. Jnapayati remains. Remains means what? Making the other person recognize. Making the other person know. It's a causative verb. Janati knows. Jnapayati. Make the other person know. Jnapayati. Making the other person know is what? Reminding. Help the other person recognize. Jnapayati, causative verb of janati. Okay. So anusishtaha means jnapitaha. So taught by you, by whom? Twaya. Twaya anusishtaha, taught by you. Twaya jnapitaha, okay, instructed by you, imparted by you, taught by you. I should know this. And he gives a proper reason why I should know this. I have no choice. I must know this. Why? Unless and until I know this, I cannot discover my ultimate human goal, which is very important, without which samsara will be continuous. To put an end to this samsara, the life of transmigration, I need thereby to be free from bondage of samsara, which is the ultimate goal. Knowledge is the only means. And that's why paraha purushartha vijnana adhinaha. So I had no choice. I had to understand. I must know. I should know. So taught by you, I should know. Varanam yeshaha varaha tritiyaha avasishtaha. Tritiyaha avasishtaha yeshaha varaha varanam. This is the remaining one boon of the three boons. Avasishtaha means the remaining. Avasishtaha tritiyaha varaha. This is the third remaining boon of the three. Okay, it's over. It's clean. We move on to the next one. Okay. So already we know very well. Even though this boy, my God, he simply asked first two boons. Yama was very, 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 it's okay. He gave immediately. As soon as he asked, he gave everything. Now he's asking for a very big boon of self-knowledge. And he gives a reason also. This young boy does not simply ask for jnanam. I must know, you must give, you must teach me. Why? Because this is the only means of attainment of moksha. Because this moksha is dependent on this knowledge only. I can't let go of this. This is the third boon. What? Asking for jnana. This is how Yama must have reacted, okay? What? What? Atmajnanam? Are you sure? No, he must have asked. So he said, no, no. This boy doesn't know what he's asking for. He's playfully asking. Let me make sure whether he is eligible to receive the teaching which he's asking for. So he wanted to check how dispassionate he was, how mature he was, how ready he was for the knowledge. So he tried to tempt him with different things. As soon as he asked for jnanam, Yama did not say, okay, sit, I'll teach you. He did not say that. He tries to offer many other things. Okay. So Shankaracharya says, before we enter the 21st mantra, we have to see the mantra there, the bhashyam there. Kim ayam yekantataha. Kim ayam yekantataha nishreyasa sadhanatvat atmajnanarkaha nava. Shankaracharya introduces the following mantra. How does he introduce? No, Shankaracharya has read Yama's mind. In keeping with the content of the following mantra, Shankaracharya understood Lord Yama's mind. So he says, Kim, Kim, I am Yekantataha Nishresa Sadhanatvat Atmajnanarhaha Nava Iti Yetat Parikshanartham Aha. Now Lord Yama said the following in the following verse, mantra. Why did he say this? Parikshanartham. Parikshanartham. See, pariksha, examination, test. Parikshanam, examining. Parikshate, understand, eeksh is the dhatu, eeksh is the root. Eekshate means sees. Pariikshate means sees all around. So seeing all around means thoroughly examining. Understand? The pari prefix changes the meaning. Ikshate, parikshate. Parikshate means thoroughly examines. Pariksha, examination. Exam, parikshanam, examining. So parikshana artham, parikshanartham means for examining, for the purpose of examining what? I am means this boy, Nachiketaha. Yekantataha. Definitely, Yekantataha means Yekantataha, Yeka Antam means one end, definiteness. Definitely, Nishreyasa Sadhanat. Nishreyasa Sadhanat. Nishreyasa means mokshaha, the absolute good. Nishreyas. Shreyas means good. Nishreyas means absolute good. What is absolute good? Why moksha is implied by the term Nishreyas? Moksha is absolute good. Happiness is the absolute good. Why it is absolute good? That which is, even Nishreyas also means jnanam. Everything is relatively good. Certain things are good for some people, certain things are good for some other people. What is good for a diabetic person is not good for a, what is good for a non-diabetic person is not good for a diabetic person. Everything is relative. But Nishreyas means absolute good. So that which is good for all people, of all minds, of all places, of all times, of all cultures is absolute good. Got it? Okay, happiness is good for people or not? Happiness is absolute good, isn't it? What is good? Absolute good. That which is desirable, acceptable, good for all people of all times, of all places, of all cultures is absolute good. Therefore, happiness implied by the term freedom from unhappiness is mokshaha. Understand now? Therefore, nishreyas means mokshaha. Nishreyasa sadhanat. As knowledge is, Nishreyasa sadhana atmajnana arhaha nava. So, Nishreyasa sadhanam is the means of the attainment of moksha. Means of attainment of moksha is what? Nishreyasa sadhanam. And a Nishreyasa sadhanam is what? What's the means of attainment of moksha? Atmajnanam. Atmajnana arhaha means one who deserves the knowledge. One who deserves the teaching for self-knowledge. Arhaha means the person who deserves. So he says, Kim, I am this boy. Ekantataha, definitely, arhaha nava. Does he deserve the teaching for self-knowledge or not? Does he deserve the teaching for self-knowledge? The means of attainment of moksha. Nishreyasa sadhana atmajnana arhaha nava. Whether this boy deserves the self-knowledge, the means of moksha or not. Iti, thus, ஏட்டத் பரீக்ஷணார்த்தம் ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸாமினிங் திஸ் ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸாமினிங் திஸ் தட் வெதர் திஸ் பாய் இஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி எலிஜிபிள் ஃபார் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் the means of attainment of nishreyas moksha. Is it clear? Kim here does not mean what. Kim is a tag. Is he? Does he deserve? Does this boy deserve the knowledge, self-knowledge? The means of attainment of moksha or not? Iti yetat parikshanartham aha. But the purpose of examining this, that whether this boy deserves the teaching, the self-knowledge, the means of attainment of moksha or not. Okay. Kim ayam ekantataha nishreyasa sadhana atmajnanarhaha நவா நிஷ்ரேயஸ சாதன ஆத்மஜானார்ஹகா நவா இதி ஏதத் பரீக்ஷணார்த்தம் ஆக. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். சோ சங்கராச்சாரியா ரீட்ஸ் லார்ட் யமாஸ் மைண்ட் வை ஹி சேஸ் வாட் லார்ட் யமா சேஸ் இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா. தட் ரீசன் சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹஸ் கிவன் இன் ஹிஸ் கமெண்டரி. ஓகே. தேவைரத்ராபி விசிகித்சிதம் புரா தேவைரத்ராபி விசிகித்சிதம் புரா நஹி சுவிஜ்ஞேயம் அனுரேஷ தர்ம நஹி சுவிஜ்ஞேயம் அனுரேஷ தர்ம அன்யம் வரம் நசிகேதோ வ்ருணீஷ்வ அன்யம் வரம் நசிகேதோ வ்ருணீஷ்வ மாமோபரோத்சீரதிமாஸ்ருஜைனம் தேவைரத்ராபி விசிகித்சிதம் புரா நஹி சுவிஜ்ஞேயம் அனுரேஷ தர்ம அன்யம் வரம் நசிகேதோ வ்ருணீஷ்வ மாமோபரோத்சீரதிமாஸ்ருஜைனம். As soon as this boy very clearly expressed the reason why he wanted self-knowledge, and he wanted self-knowledge by way of saying, mentioning the doubts of other people. Some people said that Atma Yagi, some people said does not exist. But I should know this because knowing the Atma, only the moksha is there. He explained very clearly. But as soon as he asked, Lord Yama did not teach him. Instead, he discourages him. How does he discourage? Oh, this doubt, what you're expressing, okay, it was there even for Devas. So first he says, Pura, not only now you human beings do not know, Pura, okay, Pura Api. Even long, long ago, this doubt has been there beginninglessly. Along, okay, because ignorance is doubt, ignorance is beginningless. So doubt caused by ignorance also must be beginningless. So, Pura means long ago, Devaihi Api, even by Devas also, Atra Vichikitsitam, it was doubted. See, Vichikitsitam is a verb here. It was doubted, even by Devas long ago, doubted in this matter, in this regard, whether the person, the Atma, survives death or not. It was doubted in this regard, in this matter, whether Atma survives death or not, was doubted by even Devas long ago. Devaihi api pura atra vichikitsitam. Atra means what? In this matter, regarding the subject matter of whether the Atma survives or not. Atra Devaihi api pura vichikitsitam. And he says, Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu. Anuhu yeshaha dharmaha. Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu. He please make a note, the word dharmaha has a completely different meaning in this context. The word dharmaha here means atma. Okay, the essential nature of individual, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, implied by the term atma, is also meant by another word, dharmaha. Why? Because atma is the existence of order. Atma is the source, the existence of order, law and order. Therefore, atma is also implied by the term dharmaha. Okay. So, yeshaha, that's why the contextual meaning you have to know thoroughly. Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu. This atma is extremely subtle. There's nothing is subtler than the atma. It is subtlest of everything. It is beyond everything. It is all pervasive. It is the subtlest. Nothing is subtler than this atma. Therefore, yeshaha dharmaha anuhu. This atma is extremely subtle. Nahi suvigneyam. Nahi suvigneyam. Okay. See, vigneyam. Gneyam. Gnya is the root. Gneyam means can be known. Knowable. Gneyam means can be known. Knowable. Vigneyam also knowable, can be known. Suvigneyam can be known very well. Can be clearly known very well. But nahi suvigneyam means what? Yetat nahi suvigneyam. This fact about Atma cannot be understood, cannot be known at all. No, that he means at all, but you can take this, the fact about this Atma cannot be understood. Nahi suvigneya means cannot be known effortlessly, cannot be known easily. Gneyam can be known. Vigneyam can be known. Suvigneyam can be known easily. Can be known easily, can be known well. But na suvigneyam cannot be known easily. Okay, why? He is extremely subtle. Therefore he says, Hey Nachiketaha, O Nachiketas, Anyam varam vrinishva baby, Anyam varam vrinishva, hey baby, Anyam varam vrinishva. May you choose another boon. I'm happy to give you. I'm not saying I'm not giving you. It's too subtle. It's very difficult to understand. Cannot be understood easily. May you choose to ask another boon. Nachiketaha anyam varam vrinishva. Ma uparotsihi. Ma. See, there are two ma's. One ma is objective case form of asmad shabdaha. Dakarantaha trishulingeshu samanaha asmad shabdaha. Tasya shabdasya dvitiya vibhakto ekavachane ma, mam iti rupam. மா மீன்ஸ் மீ, அகம் ஐ, மா மீ. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? சோ மா மீன்ஸ் மாம், மா உபரோட் சீஹி, உபரோட் சீஹி. உபரோட் சீஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? உபரோட் சீஹி கம்பெல். மா உபரோட் சீஹி மே யூ நாட் கம்பெல், மே யூ நாட் ஃபோர்ஸ். உபரோட் சீஹி மீன்ஸ் ஃபோர்ஸிங். மா 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 உபரோட் சீஹி மீன்ஸ் மாம், மா உபரோட் சீஹி. மே யூ நாட் ஃபோர்ஸ் மீ, மே யூ நாட் கம்பெல் மீ. Lord Yama knows this. Nachiketa will not leave him. So he already says, don't force me. Don't compel me. Mom, ma uparot sihi. And he says what? Yenam atisrijya. Okay, so he says, ma ma uparot sihi. This one, Ati comes. You see Ati? Ati should go with Srija. Ati Srija Enam. Enam Ati Srija. Ma Enam Ati Srija means give up this specific question towards me. Enam Ma atisruja, mam atisruja means leave me alone. May you give up this question towards me. You choose another boon. Yenam atisruja, atisrujati gives up. Yenam atisruja, may you give up this. This means this, your Atma. Ask about Atma. To give up this towards me means may not ask me this question. You ask, choose other bone. Okay. Does see Shankaracharya's commentary now. Devaihi api. Devaihi api. Devairapi. Atra, okay, even by devas, okay, atra, Shankaracharya gives the meaning of the word atra. You all know very well, atra is an indeclinable word which literally means here. Atra means here, you know, Gita taught you twice, three times in the Gita class, okay. I also taught you many years ago. Atra means here. But here he says, the meaning is, Yetasmin Vastuni. Yetasmin Vastuni means, in this matter. In this matter. In which matter? Knowing the Atma. In this matter means regarding the Atma. In this matter means, in this subject matter, regarding in this matter, whether the Atma survives death or not, in this matter, Devaihi Api Vichikitsitam. It was doubted by Devas also. Who are Devas? The celestial beings, the exalted beings, who are supposed to have much sharper intellect, much sharper powers. Even by them, it was doubted in this matter, whether Atma survives death or not. Okay. Vichikitsitam. Shankaracharya gives samshayitam. Samshayitam. Samshayitam vichikitsitam means the same. Doubted. It was doubted even by devas in this matter. Yetasmin vastuni. So devaihi api atra. Etasmin vastuni vichikitsitam samshayitam. It was doubted even by devas in this matter. Okay. When? Pura means, what does it mean? Purvam, much before, long ago. Okay. He moved on to next word. Nahi suvigneyam. See, na is a negative particle, you know. He indeed. Now, suvigneyam. Suvigneyam, he says, sushtu vigneyam. Nahi suvigneyam means nahi sushtu vigneyam. It cannot be understood clearly. It cannot be understood well easily. It cannot be known easily. Nahi sushtu vigneyam. Effortlessly. Okay. When shrutamapi, shrutamapi, even if it is heard, even if the nature of the Atma is unfolded, even if it is taught, and even if the teaching is heard, sutam api, even if the teaching unfolding the nature of the Atma is heard, still it cannot be understood easily. Why? Because by whom? Prakrutaihi janaihi. So devaihi api nasuvigne, devaihi api vichikitsitam pura. Prakrutaihi janaihi shrutam api nahi suvigneyam, nahi sushtu vigneyam. Prakrutaihi janaihi. So prakrutaha purushaha means immature people. Samskritaha purushaha, opposite. Prakrutaha means unrefined minded people, immature minded people are not bad people, okay? Not wrong people. Simple, ordinary people who are still immature minded, who are still unrefined minded. So unrefined, okay? Unrefined minded. Or Prakrita Janaha. And what's the opposite of it? Samskrita Janaha means refined minded people, mature minded people. So he says, Prakritaihi Janaihi Shrutamapi Nahi Suvigneyam Sushtu Vigneyam. Even if the nature of the Atma is unfolded, even the nature of the Atma unfolded is heard by ordinary people with the immature minds, unrefined minds, this Atma cannot be known easily, effortlessly. Why? Because Anuhu. Anuhu means Yataha. See, Prakrutaihi Janair Yatonuhu. Prakrutaihi Janaihi Sutamapi Nahi Suvigneyam Sushtu Vigneyam. The reason he is Yataha, because Yataha, Ataha, you know very well, Yataha, because Anuhu. Why it cannot be understood easily, known easily? Because Anuhu. Anuhu means what? Subtle, Sukshmaha, Yeshaha, Atmakyaha Dharmaha. Yataha Anuhu means Sukshmaha, subtle. What is subtle? Yeshaha Atmakyaha Dharmaha. This Atmakyaha Dharmaha, this the essential nature implied by the term Dharma, known as Atma, Atmakya means known as Atma, is subtle. Ataha, therefore, Anyam Asandigdha Palam Varam Nachiketo Vruneshva. Ataha, therefore, Anyam Asandigdha Palambaram Vruneshva Nachiketa. O Nachiketa, therefore, May you choose another boon which will give you the fruit of the doubtless fruit. Asandigdha palam. Asandigdha palam varam anyam vrunishva. Asandigdha palam. See, sandihyati means doubts. Sandigdha participle, doubted. Asandigdham palam. Asandigdha palam anyam varam vraneshva. May you choose another boon. May you choose something else as the boon. And what you ask for should be what should have the fruit, the benefit which is solid and which is not subject to doubt. Asandigdha palam varam means the boon in terms of the boon for something which is free from doubt. Asandigdham palam. May you, Vraneshwa, may you choose to ask. If you ask me something, I give you something which is solid, which is not doubted. You're asking for something which is always doubted by even great people like Devas. Ask for something concrete, something solid, something which is free from doubts. Asandigdha palam. Undoubted. Sandigdha means doubted. Asandigdha, undoubted. Choose to ask for something which is undoubted. The result is undoubted. Ma uparotsihi. Ma uparotsihi means uparodham ma karshihi. May you not do the compelling. Ma uparodha means compelling, forcing. Uparodha, uparodhanam means compelling, forcing, impelling. Uparodham ma karshihi. May you not do the compelling, forcing. May not force me. Why? Here he says, Aghamarnam ivottamarnaha. One, the person of credit. Other one is person who gives debt. The debtor. So, uttamarnaha, adamarnaha, adamarnam iva. Sometimes the person is given the debt. Okay, the person who given. And he will force the other person to give return. Like that Shankaracharya says. Adharmanam uttarmanaha iva ma uparotsihi. He gives example. The person who has received the debt, and from him, the person who gave the debts forces to give return the money. The same way, you're forcing. Okay? May you not force me, impel me, compel me. Like the person was given the creditor. Compelling the person, the debtor. Okay. Atisruja. Atisruja means what? Vimuncha. Vimunchati gives up. Atisrujati gives up. Vimunchati releases. Atisruja means may you release me. May you give up. May you release this boon means what? May you give up this boon. Maam prati. Maam means maam prati. May you give up asking this from me. So may not compel me. Yes, sir. Okay. We'll go to next mantra, 22nd mantra. Nachiketa is not an ordinary boy, and he expresses his mind very clearly. Nachiketa has to now express himself correctly. He was really, Nachiketa must have felt, my God, how seriously I'm asking, and he's asking me to ask for something else. What does he think? His mind, it is what Nachiketa must have thought. But he politely tells. What was Nachiketa's response to Lord Yama when he was asked him, when he was told not to compel, not to force him to give an answer for his question as a third boon? And he also discouraged him, saying, oh, Atma is very subtle. Is not, it cannot be known easily. It takes great deal of effort. Why don't you ask for something else? He tells all this. No, what was Lord Nachiketa's response? Let us read here. It's not that Lord Yama did not want to teach him. Just for examining his commitment, examining his maturity, preparedness, whether he deserves this knowledge or not. And he offered to give something else. Okay. Devairatra pivichikitsitam kila. So whatever sentence was used by Lord Yama, the same sentence he uses. Devairatra pivichikitsitam kila. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Vakta chasya twadruganyo na labhyaha. Nanyo varastulya etasya kaschit. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam kila. Tvam cha mrutyo yanna sugneyamatha. Vakta chasya twadruganyo na labhyo nanyo varastulya etasya kaschit. Yes, yes, Lord Yama, you are correct. See, you yourself say, what was it? Devaihi api atra vichikitsitam kila. Wasn't it doubted even by devas in this matter? See, even it was doubted by devas also, then of course, I should know that. Devaihi api atra vichikitsitam kila. Wasn't it? The kila is a tag. Okay. Whenever kila used, it forms a tag. Wasn't it doubted by devas also in this matter, whether Atma survives death or not? He says, saying that, hey, Mrityo, O Lord Yama, O Lord Death, Tvam Atha Na Sugni Na Sugneyam Iti Atha Yat Na Sugneyam Iti Tvam Atha. You say Tvam Atha. Okay, you said it cannot be known easily. Tomata. So you see, you yourself say, what do you say? It was doubted even by the devas, and you yourself say it cannot be known easily, and he says, Yachiketa, you have to learn from Yachiketa. When you want to get something from somebody, you must praise the person. Okay? Always keep the other person a very high pedestal. Oh my God. Twadruk vakta asya anyaha na labhyaha. Twadruk vakta. Twadruk means what? Somebody similar to you. Somebody like you. Twadruk vakta. A teacher like you, Anyaha Vakta, வக்தா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பீக்கர், வக்தா இட் மீன்ஸ் ரிகாராந்தகா புல்லிங்கா வக்திரு சப்தா. சோ வக்தா இட் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பீக்கர் டாக்கர், பட் ஹியர் யூ டேக் இட் அஸ் டீச்சர். அன்யா வக்தா அன் அதர் டீச்சர் லைக் யூ இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள். யூ ஆர் த பெஸ்ட் டீச்சர் because it cannot be understood easily, you yourself say. Therefore, I must know it only from a great teacher. Anyaha vaktvadruk anyaha vakta asya na labhyaha. Another teacher like you for this teaching is not available. Na labhyaha. Another teacher like you for teaching this is not available. Means, is not available. You are the only teacher available. You are the best teacher available. There is no another teacher of this teaching available like you. Like you, there's no another teacher available. Okay. First thing, you are the best teacher, he says. Then, Anyaha varaha yetasya tulyaha na kaschite. There's no other boon. There's no other boon. Okay. Which equals this boon. Okay. Anyaha yesh vartulyaha yetasya tulyaha varaha na. Nakaschit anyaha varaha yetasya tulyaha. None. No other bone is equivalent to this bone. There's no teacher like you, the teacher of this subject matter like you. There's no other bone which is equal to this bone. This is the best bone I have asked for. Why? Other than Atma Jnanam, whatever I ask, that bone will give me only time-bound results. This is the bone in the form of Atma-Jnanam alone can give you the timeless end. Therefore, nakaschit varaha yetasya varasya tulyaha. No other bone is equal to this bone in terms of Atma-Jnanam. Anyaha Twadruk Vakta Asyana Labhyaha. Another teacher like you for teaching this is not available. And you yourself say it cannot be understood easily. You yourself say it was doubted by Devas also. Therefore, this is the best boon and you are the best teacher. So I don't want to ask for anything else. Teach me. Okay. Let's see the Bhashyam. Devairatrapyetasmin vastuni. Devaihi api atra yetasmin vastuni. Vichikitsitam kila. Iti bhavataha eva. Nahashrutam. It was doubted even by Devas. Okay. This doubt, this fact was heard from me only. Heard from you only. I never heard that it was doubted by Devas also. Okay. This subject, whether Atma survives death or not, This was doubted even by Devas. That statement, I never knew before. Bhavataha eva nahashrutam. It was heard from you only. So bhavataha eva shrutam means it was heard from you only, which means you only have made me understand that it was known even by, it was not known by Devas also. Okay. Tomcha Mrityo, O Lord Yama, you also, யத் யஸ்மாத் ந சுவிஜ்ஞேயம் ஆத்மதத்துவம் ஆத்த கதயசி. Why you yourself say there is a reason, is it? For whatever reason, yasmathu, yes, yat means yat yasmathu, for whatever reason, the reason for which you say, tvam atha, atha means kathayasi, you say, suvignyayam, na suvignyayam atmatattvam. You yourself say, tvam atha, tvam kathayasi, you say that the reason because of which you say atma tattvam na suvignyayam, the truth of self cannot be understood easily. Ataha, therefore, panditaihi api avedaniyatvat, as you yourself say, atmatattvam cannot be, the truth of the self cannot be understood easily. Therefore, panditaihi api avedaniyatvat, as this self-knowledge has the status of being not being known even by scholars. Panditaihi api avedaniyatvat, as the self-knowledge has the status of being not known even by scholars, asya dharmasya vakta means the teacher of the self, the one who can impart the knowledge of the self, asya dharmasya vakta, the teacher of the self-knowledge, the teacher of the self, Tvadruk means Tvatulyaha, who is equivalent to you. There is no teacher who is equivalent to you. Tvadruk means Tvatulyaha, Anyaha Panditaha Cha Na Labhyaha, Anvishyamanaha Api. So, Tvadruk Asya Dharmasya Vakta, a teacher of the self-knowledge who is equivalent to you, who is equal to you, another scholar, Anyaha Panditaha, another scholar, is not available even if he is searched for. Anvishyamanaha Api. Anvishyamanaha api, even being searched for, another teacher who is equal to you, the teacher of the self-knowledge, is not available. Lord Yama has been praised. Got it? Are you all following? See, anvishati, searches. Anvishyate, is searched. Anvishyamanaha, being searched. Always being searched also. The teacher who is equal to you, the teacher of the self, the teacher who can unfold the nature of the self, the teacher of the self-knowledge, is not available. Ayam tu varo varaha. Nishreyasa prapti hetu, Lord Yama. You, don't you know this? I am to varaha nishreyasa prapti hetu. Hetu means cause, hetu means. This boon, I am to varaha. This boon indeed is the means of attainment of moksha. Nishreyasa prapti hetuhu. Praptihi means attainment. Hetuhu means. నిశ్రేయస మీన్స్ మోక్షం, నిశ్రేయస ప్రాప్తి హేతు. దిస్ థర్డ్ బోన్ విచ్ ఐ ఆస్క్ యూ ఫార్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ ది మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ హ్యూమన్ పర్స్యూట్ కాల్డ్ మోక్ష. నిశ్రేయస ప్రాప్తి హేతు అయం వర. అత అన్య వర తుల్య. దెర్ఫోర్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ బోన్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ సదృశ సిమిలర్. దెర్ నో అదర్ బోన్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ విచ్ ఇస్ సిమిలర్ టు దిస్ బోన్. అన్య వర తుల్య మీన్స్ సదృశ అస్తి ఏతస్య. ఏతస్య వరస్య అన్య వర తుల్య వర సదృశ వర నాస్తి. దర్ ఈస్ నో అదర్ బోన్ విచ్ ఇస్ సిమిలర్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు దిస్ బోన్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. కశ్చిదపి అనిత్య ఫలత్వాత్. కశ్చిదపి అనిత్య ఫలత్వాత్ అన్యస్య సర్వస్య ఏవ ఇతి అభిప్రాయః. కశ్చిదపి అనిత్య ఫలత్వాత్ అనిత్యఫలత్వాత్ అన్యస్య సర్వస్య అపి అనిత్యఫలత్వాత్ ఏవ. వై ఎనీ బోన్ అదర్ దాన్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఎవ్రీ బోన్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దర్ ఈస్ ఎవ్రీ బోన్ అదర్ దాన్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ has the status of having the time bound end. Anitya palatvat, every other bone has anitya palatvam. Anitya palatvam means what? Every other bone, any bone other than self knowledge has the status of having the time bound result, time-bound fruit, time-bound benefit. Anitya palatvat sarvasyapi iti abhiprayah. What the idea conveyed is, iti abhiprayah means this is the idea. This is why Machiketaha is saying, there's no other bone which is equal to this bone. There's no teacher who is similar to you, equal to you, teacher of this self-knowledge. And there's no other bone is equal to this one because any other bone, every other bone has the status of having the time-bound result. Anitya phalatvat anyasya sarvasya. Every other bone, any other bone than the self-knowledge has the status of having the time-bound result only. Therefore, what? This is the best of the bones. There's no bone which is equal to this bone. There's no teacher of Atma-jnanam who's like you, equal to you. Therefore, let me keep the same bone. You please teach me. Okay, I'm going to stop now. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.